Well, in the face of this pandemic, there is still pressure being applied by the Trump administration on the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. To get the latest there, we welcome Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter Lydia Wheeler. Lydia, tell us what's the latest here on the Affordable Care Act and maybe some of the pressure on that?
Right. So the Supreme Court decided a case this week that actually has nothing to do with healthcare, but it does give us big clues on how the court might rule on Obamacare when the law comes before the court next term. It asked the case this week centered on the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and it asked a question that's central in the fight over Obamacare, which is whether one unconstitutional provision in the law sinks the entire thing. Chief Justice John Roberts, in this case this week, known as Celia Law, he struck down a provision in Dodd-Frank that protected the director of the CFPB from being fired, but he stopped short of actually abolishing the entire agency. So this signals that he could do the same thing with the Affordable Care Act, which is he could strike down the provision in the law that requires everyone to buy insurance without actually scrapping the entire thing.
So here we are in the middle of the pandemic, Lydia. How important is the Affordable Care Act for most Americans as they deal with some of these issues?
Right. So the Affordable Care Act is what gives people who are low income or if you've lost your job, the ability to sign up for healthcare coverage. So it's amazingly important during a situation like this where we have a pandemic. Oklahoma, just last night, voters voted to expand Medicaid. That's actually something that they are allowed to do because of the Affordable Care Act. So it's going to be really interesting to see what the Supreme Court does with this case. The Department of Justice just filed their brief, their opening brief in the case just last week, and they are still maintaining their position that the entire law should be ruled invalidated.
So when is the next term, Lydia? Is this something that's going to be prior to the election?
It could be. So the justices returned to the bench in October for the start of their new term, and they have not yet said when they're going to hold arguments in the Obamacare case. That could happen in October or early November. So it's not clear yet if they actually will hear arguments in the case prior to the election. It's unlikely that they will decide the case prior to the election. So then we could have a situation where they rule on the case and we have a new administration.
So, Lydia, what is the consensus, I guess, within the folks that, like you, that kind of look at the Supreme Court as it relates to Obamacare? What's the consensus as to how this might play out?
Right. So, you know, it's interesting because the Chief Justice gave us a lot of signals just this week in this other case that had to do with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. He said that you know, we should be looking or we should be using a scalpel rather than a bulldozer when we're trying to remedy, you know, a law that has an unconstitutional provision. And so that signals that, you know, that he might be willing to save the law for a second time. If you remember in 2012, he's the one that allowed the Affordable Care Act to survive because he said that this individual mandate, which requires everyone to purchase insurance, could survive as a tax. But see, the thing is that the 2017 Congress dropped that penalty to zero. So you don't actually have to pay anything if you don't sign up for health care coverage. And so that's the main crux of this argument is that individual mandate tied to the rest of the law, or can the rest of the law live on without it?
So to the extent that the administration continues to push for repeal of the Affordable Care Act, do they have a backup plan to substitute in for the ACA?
So far, we haven't seen a plan yet. You know, that is something that could be damaging to this administration as we move in even farther into the campaign season. You know, it is possible still, you know, despite what clues or tea leaves that we're reading, that the court could, you know, toss out the entire law and say to Congress, you have to start over.
Right. Lydia Wheeler, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate that. Lydia Wheeler, Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter, talking to us about the Affordable Care Act, which continues to be front and center, certainly for this Supreme Court, Tom. So I think, you know, it's something that I think is either going to be a